General Charles Tai Gitwai, the head of RJMA, calls on the transitional government of national unity to avail funding for institutions tasked with the implementation of the peace agreement.
Adequately resource the Reconstituent Political Parties Council, the Reconstituent National Constitutional Review Commission, and the Reconstituent National Elections Commission to effectively discharge their mandates. Finalize the passage of the National Security Service Act, complete the unification and the deployment of forces.
Gitwai says, for the last 4 years, soldiers have suffered at training and containment centers without any support. He says unification of forces is important for stability and peace in South Sudan. James Nguyen, an official with the National Transitional Committee, a body charged with funding the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement, says the signatories of the peace deal have made progress.
On the 10th of October 2023, the Minister of Defense and the NTC has jointly coordinated and facilitated the transportation of military uniform donated by Republic of Turkey from Mombasa to Southern Sudan. And this military uniform was received by the JDV on the 24th of October 2023 through the support of the NTC chair. The NTC has coordinated and facilitated the transportation of forces from Tourit, Fanyer, and Tourit to Luri training centers for the deployment.
Agag Makur, South Sudan's deputy finance minister, says the government is ready to avail funds to key institutions of the peace agreement.
This government is a government for peace, and even the budget of peace is a priority for the Minister of Finance. It's no problem for payment of NTC. But sometimes because of lack of money or this cost to not to get the same amount in the same time. But the Minister of Finance is ready to pay any claim concerning peace.
The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, and the United Nations Mission in South Sudan and the African Union Mission in South Sudan issued a joint statement saying time is running out for South Sudan signatories of the 2018 peace agreement to iron out their outstanding issues before general elections in 2024. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.